Beginning with the End in Mind, Part 6, The Plan. "Papa, Papa!" Esther was out of breath and talking faster than lightning. "Mr. White is hurt! Puppy's gone! Too much work!"
"Whoa, slow down, Esther," said Papa, as Esther nearly crashed into him.
After a rest, Esther explained Mr. Wyatt's situation.
That's a bad turn of events for a man his age.
"Papa?"
"Yes, Esther?"
"I talked to God on the way home and asked him for wisdom. Then I saw myself sitting with Mr. Wyatt as the sun was rising, and I thought of a plan. Could I spend the night at his house after my work here and help him with his chores and then come back in the morning to help here? I think I can do it, Papa. I'm stronger now, and Mr. Wyatt feeds me eggs when I visit. Can I? Please, Papa?"
"Oh, Esther, that's a huge responsibility. I'll have to talk to Mom."
"I know exactly how much time I need each morning. And," she was determined not to cry when she said, "and I so want a puppy." She looked down and wiped the sweat from her face, along with a few tears. Esther tried to focus on her farm work the rest of the day. At supper, Mom spoke. "I've grown quite dependent on your help, Esther. I don't know what has gotten into you this spring, but I sure feel less stress. We agree that Mr. Wyatt needs help, and without it, he may lose his farm. So you may go. But if we see it becomes too much for you, you will have to stop." That night, Esther tossed and turned. In one dream, she was happily tending to chickens, puppies, and housework. And then in the next dream, all the puppies were sold and she fell into the hay piles, sobbing. She awoke in a tangle of blankets an hour early and decided to start her chores. The buckets were at the house and the day's wash was soaking when her parents got up.
"Esther, you're amazing," said Mom as she hugged her.
The next few weeks were like the milk in that glass which Esther had drunk when she had first met the puppies. Time went by way too quickly. The day began, and then in a flash, it was over. Esther prayed each morning for wisdom to use her time well. She fixed her thoughts on what must be accomplished by nightfall. Unfortunately, Mr. Wyatt had to sell 2 more puppies to pay doctor bills. Only 2 remained, Big Boss and Freya. She found a little harness that she buckled onto Big Boss and attached ropes at the sides. She walked him in it each night for a week, then tied a small wagon to the ropes. He bounced and yelped till Esther almost collapsed in laughter, but he was learning. One morning, Mr. Wyatt was up before Esther. He had recovered enough to resume his farm work.
"Thank you so much, Esther. I will speak to you, Papa, about that bargain very soon."
Mom was noticeably stronger and happier. Papa let her in on the secret, and though she wasn't convinced they could feed a dog, she agreed that Esther should have one. The next week, Esther and Papa went to bring home the only dog left, Big Boss. She made Papa run most of the way to Mr. Wyatt's, but when they arrived, no one was home. No Mr. Wyatt, no Big Boss, not even Mischief.
"He said he would be here," Papa was worried.
Esther felt like she had just lost her best friend, sad, sick, alone. They held hands and plodded back down the well-worn dirt road without a word. As they approached their drive, a familiar shape came bounding toward them. "Mischief? Yes! And what was that behind her? Was it Big Boss?" Esther flew ahead and fell on his neck, hugging and kissing him till she was wet with tears of joy.
"I decided to deliver your dog, Esther," said Mr. Wyatt. "I wanted to give you 6 chickens, too, for all your help."
"Thank you," is all Esther could say. Her dreams had come true. Not only did she have a dog, but her family and Big Boss would also have eggs.
"Because in him we've put our trust," said Papa, as the family of 4 walked up the driveway.